Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's edition of AEW Dynamite broadcast live on TBS from the DCU Center in Worcester, Massachusetts. The show ended with the contract signing between Swerve Strickland and AEW World Champion Samoa Joe for their upcoming match at AEW Dynasty. The two brawled at the end of the segment with Joe bloodying Strickland with a chain and putting him through a table.
Swerve Strickland, Samoa Joe. Oh, no, no, Joe. Look at this. Oh, the low blow. And that, oh, my God, this Uranagi's coming. Through the table. Did you see the shock register on Samoa Joe's face after Swerve Strickland absorbed all those shots from the chain by Samoa Joe? And once Strickland signed that title, it was like a disrespect to Joe.
The show opened with an in-ring promo from Adam Copeland in which Copeland praised AEW and appeared to be responding to comments critical of the company that were made by CM Punk in his interview with Ariel Helwani last Monday, although Punk was never mentioned by name.
I celebrate the men who started AEW, so yeah, that means the Bucks, that means Kenny, that means Cody, and that means Tony Khan. And that should be celebrated. Those guys are all fans of this, just like me, just like all of you. That ain't a negative. That's not something to make fun of, because we love this. AEW has pushed this industry into a better place. AEW has pushed everyone into a better place. It has given more people a chance to do what they love for a living, and that should be celebrated. AEW makes pro wrestling better. AEW makes pro wrestling more fun. And AEW is where the best wrestle.
In an AEW World Tag Team Championship tournament match, the Young Bucks defeated Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta. Beretta turned on Cassidy after the match and left the ring alone. In other results, Thunder Rosa pinned Mariah May to become the number one contender to the AEW Women's World title, Bryan Danielson beat Lance Archer, Will Ospreay defeated Powerhouse Hobbs, and Jay White was disqualified in his match against Billy Gunn for a low blow. Gunn was threatened by White and the Gunn Club after the match, but the Acclaimed made the save. In ratings news, Monday Night Raw drew an audience of 1.784 million to USA Network, according to WrestleNomics. That's up 3% from last week's audience of 1.729 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.59, also up from last week's demo rating of 0.57. Both numbers make the best showings for Raw since the February 19th episode. In more WWE news, WWE Speed debuted yesterday on X, formerly known as Twitter, featuring web-exclusive matches with a 3-minute time limit. In the first two matches taped last Friday at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, Ricochet defeated Dragon Lee and Bronson Reed topped Cedric Alexander. Both were first-round tournament matches to determine the initial holder of the WWE Speed Championship. C4 Energy has been announced as the company's first-ever energy drink sponsor. C4 is set to have a presence at WrestleMania as the official sponsor of the WrestleMania SkyCam. And in news from Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling has announced the dates and locations for this year's G1 Climax. The company announced on Wednesday that the 34th annual tournament will begin on Saturday, July 20th in Osaka and runs through Sunday, August 18th at Sumo Hall. This year's G1 will span 19 shows and feature events taking place in 5 first-time venues. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, For daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.